Namaste, friend. My name is Heather Wiest, and I'm blessed and honored to be guiding this Starry Skies Yoga Nidra. Please sit or lie down, resting comfortably. Take a moment to settle in and land into your practice, noticing body, mind, and spirit. And close your eyes and begin to let go of any thoughts, worries, expectations, or tension in the mind and the body. We'll take 3 deep breaths to relax now. Take a nice deep breath in and let it go through the mouth. Again, breathe in. And let it go. Last time, inhale. And let it out. Releasing tension and dropping inside. A word of caution. In this next exercise, we'll be holding the breath as we work the body. If you have untreated high blood pressure or cannot have undue pressure in the head, eyes, or sinuses, please do not hold your breath. Tighten and tense the entire body as you inhale. Tighten the arms, hands, shoulders, feet, legs, and face. Hold the breath in. Tighten. Tighten. Now let go completely and relax. On your next exhalation, let go even more. Feel the effect. Let us repeat this experience one more time. As you inhale, begin to tighten arms, hands, shoulders, feet, legs, and face. Tighten, tighten, even more. Hold the breath. Hold, hold, and let go. Let go completely. Relax and feel a wave of heaviness wash over the body. Surrender completely like a rag doll. Melt into the floor. Release any holding anywhere in the body. Feel the boundaries of your body dissolve into the space around you. As you sit or lie down, make yourself very comfortable. Make any adjustments to your position to release tension in the body. As we move into the next phase of guided relaxation, resolve to be motionless, very still. If at any point you need to move, do so mindfully, and then return to stillness as soon as possible. Resolve to stay awake. Simply allow your mind and body to respond to directions easily and without force. Listen to the sound of my voice and stay connected to my voice throughout the session. And now, beginning to shift from thinking and doing to feeling and being. Let go completely and relax and receive this gift. And follow my guidance as we begin conscious breathing. Become aware of your natural inhalations and exhalations. Start to make the exhalations longer than the inhalations. Let your breath be steady. Notice your belly and chest as you breathe in and out. Breathe very deeply, filling the lungs, and then empty them completely. Breathe slowly and steadily. Allow a sense of ease and peace to wash over you as you breathe. Allow this feeling of ease to wash over your entire body, releasing tension, worry, anxiety now. Let go into a deep sense of stillness and silence. Let go even more. And now, breathe normally and be still. Allow your breath to move as it wishes. Do nothing from now on. Allow yourself to settle and respond easily to my words. Bring your attention to the space between the eyes. Allow your attention to rest here at the brow center, without effort or struggle. Shifting attention down to the throat, right shoulder joint, right elbow, right wrist, right thumb, right index finger, right middle finger, right ring finger, right little finger, right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder, throat, left shoulder joint, left elbow, left wrist, left thumb, left index finger, left middle finger, left ring finger, left little finger, left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder joint, throat, heart center, right chest, heart center, left chest, heart center, solar plexus or upper abdomen, navel point, pelvis, right hip joint, right knee, right ankle, right big toe, right second toe, right third toe, right fourth toe, right fifth toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip joint, pelvis, left hip joint, left knee, left ankle, left big toe, left second toe, left third toe, left fourth toe, left fifth toe, left ankle, left knee, left hip joint, pelvis, navel point, solar plexus or upper abdomen, heart center, throat, brow center, and now relax into the stillness that has been created. Completely let go and feel. And now, I invite you to intensify your imagination and visualize yourself outdoors in a remote northern forest. It is winter, and there is snow on the ground. You are dressed warmly, and although the air is cool, you feel very comfortable. You are staying in a cozy little cabin in the forest. Picture yourself standing on the deck outside, dressed in all your warm winter clothing. The sun has recently set, and the sky is streaked with pink and orange. Tonight, you are expecting a meteor shower, and so you venture out to find the perfect vantage point to watch the night sky. You are prepared for stargazing. Picture yourself setting out with a backpack and a flashlight. It is still light enough that you do not yet need the flashlight. You can easily see your surroundings. The snow crunches beneath your feet as you walk along a path through the trees. Soon, you reach your destination as you step out of the forest and into a large, wide clearing. This will be the ideal place for stargazing. In the middle of the clearing is a small hill. You walk up to the highest point. Here in the middle of this wide open space, you have an unobstructed view of the sky. Get comfortable and ready to stargaze. Imagine opening up your backpack and taking out some blankets. You spread the first blanket out on the snow and sit down. The snow settles beneath you. You place a rolled up blanket behind your head and shoulders and lean back. You spread another blanket over your body. Imagine sinking down into the soft snow and adjusting your position until you are cozy, leaning back to look up at the sky. You are so comfortable and warm. The snow and blankets are contoured to provide a supportive reclined seat beneath you. Here you relax as you look up at the sky in perfect comfort. Imagine sitting here in stillness, enjoying the peace and quiet solitude. The sky is getting darker now, and you look up at the vast expanse above you. Stars are starting to appear. You can already see so many stars, they would be impossible to count. As the sky continues to darken, even more stars appear. It is beyond beautiful. It is so quiet, the air is still. A crescent moon shines brightly. The sky is completely clear and free of clouds. The backdrop of the sky is now totally black. The stars shine like jewels. It's amazing how big some of the stars are. There are tiny stars too, like little specks of glittering dust. Out here, away from the city lights, you can see these tiny stars clearly. Take in the vast sky. There are so many stars. It might make you feel very small to think about how many stars there might be and how our sun is just one little star. The Earth, one tiny planet. And here you are, one person. Here in this clearing, it seems amazing that you are so small and yet so significant that the creator of the universe not only is aware of you, but loves and knows and cares for you. Here in this immense expanse of stars, where you are one tiny piece of this beautiful tapestry. Psalm 8 says, "Look at the splendor of your skies, your creative genius glowing in the heavens. When I gaze at your moon and your stars mounted like jewels in their settings, I know you are the fascinating artist who fashioned it all. But I have to ask this question. Why would you bother with puny mortal man or care about human beings?" As you admire the breathtaking beauty of the night sky, take a moment to reflect. You may imagine your ancestors or other ancient people looking at the same sky thousands of years ago, seeing these same stars, the same moon, the same constellations. The stars appear tiny, just like little specks, pinpoints of light, but they are actually huge. The human mind cannot even comprehend the gigantic size of even one star. The innumerable stars in the sky stretching before you are beyond comprehension, so large and so amazing. Psalm 19, verse 1 says, "God's splendor is a tale that is told, written in the stars. Space itself speaks his story through the marvels of the heavens. His truth is on tour in the starry vault of the sky, showing his skill in creation's craftsmanship." Imagine gazing at so many beautiful twinkling stars. As you pause and reflect, a streak of light flashes across the sky, the first meteor. As you watch, looking for more, see a tiny white line of light, another meteor. Every so often, you see another tiny light streak across the sky. The meteors look like falling stars. They are bright and beautiful. Some are very small and only light up for an instant. Others are large, and as they fall, you can see a large trail of their fiery light behind them. You see one meteor that is so big, it looks like it is followed by a trail of sparks, and it is lit up for at least 3 seconds. A few small meteors light up like moving pinpoints of light. You observe that one side of the sky is bright, almost like the sun is rising. You know that the sun won't be up for hours, yet imagine turning your head slightly to look. The sky is glowing green, and the light is moving vertical streaks of green shimmer like waves. This is the aurora borealis, the northern lights. Imagine watching the light as it dances in the sky. The light is becoming brighter. Now there are more colors in addition to green. You can see hints of white, blue, and purple. The light is never still. It moves, shimmers, and dances. The aurora borealis has grown to fill most of the sky. Notice a strange sound you hear, occasional crackling and popping sounds, and a strange hum fills the air. It sounds almost like a rushing waterfall with a buzzing noise, or like the sound of the ocean in the distance if all the waves crashed at once. The northern lights are making this sound. You can hear the light and see the light moving. It is so bright now that the snow around you glows like the daytime. If you hold out your hand, it casts a shadow. Witness this amazing natural light show. You are surrounded by beauty. The snow around you reflects the colors of the aurora borealis. Stretching in a perfect circle around you is the horizon. The sky is like a giant bowl above you, painted with black, streaked with green, white, blue, and purple, flecked with glittering dots of light. You can't see as many of the smaller stars because the northern lights are so bright, but you can still see countless stars above you. Meteors continue to fall, shining glowing streaks of light. Relax here, enjoying the beauty of nature, more amazing than anything humans could create. Eventually, the meteor shower comes to an end. The sky is still lit by the aurora borealis. You're feeling very sleepy and ready to go to bed. Imagine packing up your blankets and walking back down the hill and along the path to the cabin. It is bright enough that you don't need your flashlight. The snow crunches with each step as you walk along the path back to the deck. Imagine going inside and getting ready for sleep, and then climbing into a comfortable bed. You are warm and peaceful, covered with heavy blankets and so relaxed. The stars and lights of the aurora borealis shine through the window, a reminder of the beauty of stargazing on this memorable night. At this time, completely let go. Surrender to the radiance within you and around you. Allow yourself to receive the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Let go of thoughts and drift back into vast spaciousness. Light and calm. Allow yourself to receive these intentions. My whole being is alive and attentive. I am filled with awe and wonder. My whole being is alive and attentive. I am filled with awe and wonder. My heart is content and full of gratitude. My heart is content and full of gratitude. Every cell of my body is filled with light and life. Every cell of my body is filled with light and life. My body is light, my mind at peace, and my heart is unconditionally open. My body is light, my mind at peace, and my heart is unconditionally open. At this time, feel the presence of any mentors, guides, teachers, friends, or loved ones with whom you feel connected. Feel their presence surrounding you, guiding you, and supporting you. Know you can draw on this source of love and support at any time. And now notice if there's any guidance to be received at this time. Open yourself to this guidance. Listen and receive. If nothing comes, just relax back and receive the unconditional support surrounding you. Recognize now that a new shift has been made in your life, both physically and energetically. The shift will enable you to honor your heart and soul's deepest longings. Know that each time you reconnect with this shift, you balance body, mind, and spirit. And ever so gently, beginning to come back into the present moment. Keeping the body still, start to deepen your breath. Allow your breath to fill the space of your body, your breath of life flowing freely. Each breath a purpose. Bringing some gentle movement to fingers and toes. Maybe rocking the head gently side to side. If it feels right, you can take a full body stretch. And we'll transition onto our side in a fetal position. noticing here the effects of the practice. How do you feel different than when you first began? Is there anything you want to take with you into the rest of your day or evening? If arising, use the strength of your arms to slowly come into a comfortable seated position, keeping the eyes soft or closed. Palms resting on the thighs, or the palms can come together at heart center, taking a few breaths of gratitude. It has been an honor and pleasure to guide you through the starry skies, Yoga Nidra. Thank you for sharing your beautiful presence with me. From the light within me, I honor and respect the light within you. Walk in grace and peace and shine bright, my friend. Much love and namaste.